أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we will continue talking in doctrine of belief in Allah, and exactly we are in Tawheed. Yesterday we talked about believing in Allah, that Allah is Wahid, that Allah is alone, Ahad and peerless. And we continue until we reach that He perceives everything, anyone who likens Him to His creatures. For example, one who supposes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has face. Yes, some people said, brothers and sisters, that Allah, they said that Allah, what, has a face and has a hand. Look for these beliefs. They committed a mistake by thinking that Allah has a face and has hands and eyes. Or says, they says, brothers and sisters, listen to what they says, that Allah comes down to the lowest heaven. Comes down, brothers and sisters, it means that Allah, He can move from place to a place. So when He move from place A to place B, that means place A, now it's empty from Allah. There is no Allah in place A. Allah, it's only exist and in place B, according to their speech. This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is existed everywhere and anywhere at the same time. Yes, everywhere and anywhere He is existed at the same time. But these people who has bad thoughts, bad beliefs, who they committed a big mistake by saying that Allah has hands, has eyes, and He comes down to the lowest heaven. So they said that Allah is limited, that Allah is limited. So, or that He will appear to the people of paradise. Please, brothers and sisters, I'm talking with your mind. I'm speaking to your wise. If you have a little wise, do you accept such words that Allah will appear to, will appear, that means He will show up, that you will, that they will see Allah by their own eyes. Allah will be existed in front of them. How idiot those people to say that Allah will be appear and everybody or the people in heaven, they can see Allah by their own eyes. This is a crazy thing to understandable. This is incredible to believe in, so that Allah will appear to the people of paradise. Do you think that Allah will appear to people or to his creatures? Oh, this is incredible. So Allah will appear to the people of paradise like a moon. Look, brothers and sisters, Allah will be like a moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be just looks like one of his creatures. That's incredible. That's nonsense to believe that Allah is the greatest. Allah is the only one. Allah will be the smallest. Allah will be just like one of his creatures, limited, and we can point to him that he is here and not there. I don't know which mind believe such stuff. And so forth. He is as one who does not believe in Allah and his ignorant. Look, please brothers, he is as one who does not believe in Allah and is ignorant of the true nature of Allah. You see, definitely he is ignorant of the true nature of Allah when he said such, or when he gave such a description to Allah. He said that Allah is exist here or there, and he will appear to his followers or to the people who will go to heaven. So who is above all deficiency? Yet everything we look, Allah is above all definitions, all deficiency that we can even define Allah. Look for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he was talking to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, he told him, "O Ali, nobody knows Allah except me and you." Look, this is, or these are the words of the Prophet himself, and the Prophet never say a word without a permission of Allah, or these are exactly the words of Allah. O Ali, nobody knows Allah except me and you. While Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُكَيَّفَ بِكَيْفِ وَلَا يُؤَيَّنُ بِأَيْنِ. So Allah never be or never has a shape, or he is never be there or here or somewhere. So مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. So how do you judge that Allah, or how do you say that Allah is exist in this place and the people will see him by their own eyes? Yet everything we imagine will be a creatures like ourselves. As Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, he is far greater than the explanation of the wise, and far beyond the reach of discriminative knowledge. So if we know Allah according to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. He said that Allah is so far greater than the explanation of the wise. Nobody can explain Allah. Nobody can define Allah. He is out of our minds to explain or to define or to describe. So brothers and sisters, be aware from these big mistakes which led you to be an atheist. Yes, you will be an atheist if you explain or define Allah just like these words. Look for Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. He said he is far greater than the explanation of the wise and far beyond the reach of discriminative knowledge. Al-ilm al-daqiq lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So similarly, one who believes that he will be seen by his creatures. If somebody believes that Allah will be seen by his creatures on the day of judgment, is an unbeliever. Yes, as I told you, he is an atheist, an unbeliever. If he thought that Allah will be seen by his creatures, that he is non-believer. Though he does not liken Allah, this person who describes Allah in bad descriptions like the previous one, he does not liken Allah to anyone in appearance. Such pretenders have merely accepted the letter of the Quran and the Hadith without using their intelligence. Just like people, please, brothers and sisters, some people, they use the words of Quran just like the appearance of the word. That's it. They don't look for the meaning of this word. They don't look for the depth of this word. They don't look. Maybe this word has different meanings, not only one meaning. For example, when Allah said in his Holy Quran, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Yadullahi fawqa aydihim, does his Allah's hand is above their hands. Please, does that mean that Allah has a hand? Does that mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he found some cooperative people and he came supporting them by putting his hand on their hand, is it acceptable to explain this ayah with this few and wrong words? Definitely not like this, brothers and sisters. But when he said, Yadullahi fawqa aydihim, Allah's hand is above their hand, he meant that he is supporting them, that he is giving them patience, giving them power, giving them idea, giving them inspiration of new ideas, how to solve their problems, how to fight their enemies. But not that Allah has a real hand and he put it on their hands. That makes me laugh really and cry at the same time. So, the Hadith without using their intelligence. You see, they don't use their minds, they don't use their intelligence, They just take a word just like this. Allah yadullahi fawqa aydihim. That meant Allah has a hand and He put His hand on their hands. You see, brothers and sisters? Indeed, they have chosen to ignore their intelligence. Look, definitely a person who explained just a useless explanation, a poor explanation, an unacceptable explanation. Definitely it is an unacceptable explanation. He never used his mind. He ignored his intelligence. For they have not taken note of the use of figures of speech, which the nature of language necessitates. As I told you, brothers and sisters, they have not taken note of the use of figures of speech, which the nature of language necessitates. Just like in Arabic, we have jinas, tibaq, and we have majaz. In English, we have also metaphor. Metaphor, majaz. In Arabic, majaz. Metaphor. For example, if I said, today I found or I saw a lion. I saw a lion walking in the street. Or I saw a lion sitting on a cafe. Do you imagine that I meant by my word a lion, that animal, a forest animal, a savage animal, the king of the jungle lion? No, definitely. That animal will never sit in a cafe drinking a cup of tea with other people. That's crazy if somebody believes so. But as you are Arab, you know in Arabic we use a word lion for a courageous person, for a brave man. Yes, we use a lion for a brave man. This is what we call it, metaphorically speaking. Thus, they have misunderstood the true meaning of the Quran and Hadith. You see, brothers and sisters, for this, we can see that those people, all the time, they didn't have the true explanation. They didn't have the real explanation for Quran. So all the time they have it in a bad way, in a wrong way. All the time they explain the words of Holy Quran according to their needs. Yes, maybe you say, but they are Arab and they know how to use a word in a correct meaning or in a correct use. But brothers and sisters, yes, they know and they fully understand the words, but definitely they are what we call it in Arabic, they are mu'anideen. They keep on saying these words according to their needs, according to their emotions, according to their feelings, not according to mind, not according to wisdom, not according to wise, but they using these words to have what they need to have their goals, not to have the Quran words, not to have the Quran words and the wills of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they work according to their feelings and according to their emotion and according to their heart hatred, according to their feeling not in a good mood with the Prophet himself and Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. For that, brothers and sisters, we found these people many times they explain the Holy Quran according to their needs, not according to their intelligence. They never use their intelligence. Yes, they have the intelligence, but they don't use it. And the reason why? Because they hate the Prophet himself, they hate his progeny, they hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. For that, they explain the Holy Quran according to their needs, according to their emotions, according to their feelings, according to they hate the Prophet himself and his progeny. For that, they will never use their intelligence of explaining the words of Holy Quran. So, brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you, what I'm telling you is to study and to keep on searching after the truth, running after the truth. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting you to be what? A da'iyah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe in your language, Arabic, or in English. Because these people, the people who speaks in English, at the doomsday will say to Allah, Sheikh Amir, he was knowing English and he was knowing the whole information, the whole knowledge or some of the knowledge of an Imam al-Sadiq, but he never tell us. Here it is a big problem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will blame Sheikh Amir because he didn't transfer this information to these people, and it will be hujjah against me, not to me. This is for today. Thank you for being patient. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.